You audition on a lark. Your friend has to badger you into doing it. And then all of a sudden it's at Sundance. What was that experience like?
Different. At that time, I was kind of used to like the whole movie industry, and or at least I thought I was. And I go to Sundance, and like this whole like interview process was just like boom, like, whoa, what is all this? Like, what's with all this press? And what was really crazy of going to Sundance was all the press that I got afterwards. I wasn't like ready to like look at my name on Google and like see stuff. Like, come on, or see stuff that wasn't just about wrestling.
What was the craziest thing that you saw about yourself?
I'm crushable. That was the craziest thing. They called me crushable on some website. Crushable.com or something named me Alex Schaefer Crushable. So it's like...
Wait, so now are all the girls at school responding differently?
I take online classes now, but I mean, once the trailer came out, yes, I got like all the fake text messages of, oh my god, Alex, I miss you so much.
Was there a little where were you when?
What? Either I would respond back and like, I do two things. I know what you're doing, like, oh, do you see each other today? Or I would respond back as like in a joke, just like a dick back. I'd be like, oh my god, I missed you too. Like, we should totally hang out soon.
Do you have an agent now, by the way?
Yes, I do.
When did you get an agent? During Sundance or right afterwards?
Right before Sundance, actually. It was really cool. I don't even think he saw much in the movie. He kind of just like trusted what somebody said about me and took a gamble.
Have you gotten any offers since?
No, I've just been really auditioning around.
Just meeting casting directors?
Yeah, exactly. I met a whole bunch of casting directors when I came out to LA. I love talking to people, so all this, like, interviewing and going places, especially traveling, I love to travel. So it's all a lot of fun.
During the press conference, you were so relaxed that at one point somebody said, did you fall asleep? And Paul said that on set he would actually have to wake you up during wrestling scenes. How is it that you were so relaxed that you were falling asleep during those scenes?
I go to bed at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what it is, I just don't like to sleep. So I stay up, I play video games, I watch TV, and then I go to sleep at like 4. And I can function the next day. I just sleep whenever I can. I was doing a scene, and Tom called cut, and he had to go do something for like 5 minutes. I'd fall asleep for 5 minutes. It's how it worked. Halfway into the film, I was sitting on like the front porch of the Flaherty household, and Tom literally like turned around, told Paul something, turned back around, and I would just pass out.
So your mom wasn't allowed, it was a closed set, so she wasn't allowed when you were filming, right? Or was she?
She was allowed on because of I'm a minor.
Was she there as you were doing it, or was she like in the background?
No, she was always around. I mean, she was never a problem for anybody. So they like let her on the set, and like they let her watch if she wanted to watch.
Yeah. What was that like for you as a first-time film actor?
I really didn't care. I mean, like, what is she gonna tell me? Like, how to act? She's never acted before. Like, what advice is my mom gonna give me with me not responding back sarcastically?
It's that confidence that will do you well in this industry.
I guess so. I mean, everybody always says I have, like, this weird confidence about me that's just kind of, like, not exactly cocky, but, like, just, like, somewhat confident. So.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I am confident. I'm a confident person.
Yeah. It's good. Now, you said last year that you would turn down $500,000 in a film role if you wouldn't.
I did say this, didn't I?
Yes, you did. It's on record. So now, if you get an offer, will you turn it down to wrestle?
You know what? If I could, if someone...
You sound like you're hedging. You sound like you're a politician right now.
Nah, all right. If I could pay someone $500,000 to make my back better, because I broke my L5 in my back, so... Wrestling's out of the picture now. So, but if I could,
when did
I would.
That happen?
It happened this summer, actually. If I did get my back better, I'm not sure if I would wrestle that much anymore, because I really do love acting and I really want to make it into a career of mine. And it's one of those things, when I was 11 years old, I had to pick between judo and wrestling, and I picked wrestling. And I'm 17 years old, and I have to pick between wrestling and acting, and I pick acting.
How has wrestling prepared you for acting in terms of the discipline of studying lines, working on your character, things like that?
Wrestling and acting are similar in the ways that they're a lifestyle. If you're an actor, acting is a lifestyle for you. You're always memorizing a script and you're always going into auditions. Like, you're going in for an interview. acting. I mean, wrestling, I mean, what am I doing? I'm going to wrestling practice, then after that I'm going for a run, then after that I'm going to another wrestling practice, then after that I'm going to bed, waking up and doing the same thing. They're both very similar, I mean, in the fact that they're both just a lifestyle.
You were saying that you were meeting with casting directors and going, have you done any plays since? I know you were studying with an acting teacher as well, right?
Yeah, I study with an acting coach and kind of like getting the whole ropes of the whole industry and everything and just learning how to audition and just everything. I really need to learn, like, how to act. And I mean, I from what people say, I did a good job and win-win, but I feel that I really should get the ropes and learn how to do it before I actually go out and do more of it.
Yeah. Has your high school drama teacher come to you and said, we need you in the play?
My high school drama teacher and me weren't the best friends.
Okay.
I was in his acting class right before I got the moving deal, because there was like an acting class in school, and I was like, you know what, it doesn't involve any like actual like work. I mean, in my mind, I mean, it's acting, and acting was fun for me. So I mean, it was like some class I was gonna do for fun, like kind of lay back, not do much, and that's really what the class was. And it was a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed it. But probably like the first 5 days into the class, I went and I left for the movie. I got the movie deal, and I came back, and when I came back, the teacher didn't like me very much. She was very jealous. And everybody agreed that he was very jealous, and he always did stuff, and they kind of made gestures to like say he's very jealous. And it's going to be, I mean, meeting him again would be very awkward for me. So I'm hoping I don't have to see him ever again.
Yeah. Now, what is the best advice that you've gotten from either Amy or Tom or Paul about dealing with all of this and Sundance? What's the best thing that they've said?
What they really told me was like, you want to sound smart in your answers when you're talking to an interviewer, because that was my main question about this, and I completely forget who I asked. But they told me, like, don't really try to create, like, the smartest answers, because you'll look like an idiot, like, when you start a sentence with, like, super powerful words. Kind of, like, be yourself in the way you talk. And I mean, the way I talk, I have a decent vocabulary, and I also have, like, a very funny vocabulary when I, like, answer stuff like, yeah, man, totally, dude, and just stuff like that. I'm very much myself when I talk.
Yeah. Don't be something you're not.
Exactly, yeah.
At the press conference, you were talking about the fact that you knew that they were well-known actors, but you didn't have the sense that you have now about just how big they are. Had you known just how big the experience was, would you have paid attention to it? Would it have affected you?
I don't think I would have been nearly as good in the movie. I feel like I would have been like so uptight the whole entire time, so nervous. I would have been just like, I do not want to ruin this for these two. Like, wired the whole time.
In going around Sundance, you're going from party to party to party where there are people who are really big actors, and you're 17 now. Did you get starstruck in any of them? What was your coolest celebrity sighting?
You know, it's funny you say that. I got extremely starstruck, but I didn't really go to much parties. I'm not really about that. Like, I mean, only when I'm forced to talk to people do I really enjoy it. When I just, like, stayed in my room most of the time. But when I did go out, I went to my performance of Win-Win, and Paul Rudd was there, and I guess he's friends with Bobby. And Bobby and him were talking, and Paul Rudd, like, called me over, and I was like, oh, and I go over, shake his hand, and he's like, oh, you were really good in the movie. He's like telling me all this like really nice stuff about me. And all I could say back was like, oh, yeah, thanks. It was just like egg salad was just coming out of my mouth.
Wish you could have that moment back.
Not necessarily. I don't think he really noticed, and it was very funny, and I'm kind of glad I experienced it, so next time I see him, I won't be so bad, because
yeah.
Every time I see him, if it was my first time meeting him, I think I'd do that, because I really love his acting.
10 years from now, where do you want to be? What do you want to be doing? I mean, like, doing what kind of films?
I really enjoy drama. I read a comedy scripts and kind of didn't feel good. I didn't feel like I was acting well, and doing comedy, so I try to put myself into the role too much, and because, I mean, I'm a funny kid, and I'm an outgoing kid, and I mean, that may sound cocky, but I mean, I think I'm a funny kid, or so I'm told, but when it comes to drama, it's like a completely different person, and if it's a completely different person, I can make myself a completely different person. That's when I feel more comfortable with it.
Well, you got a great start. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, have a good one.
Yes, you too.